USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is hosting a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. The vice president addresses the House debating articles of impeachment against the president.
You know, it's great to be with so many friends today and to be out of Washington, D.C. I mean, truthfully, friends, what's happening on Capitol Hill today is a disgrace. From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment. You know, the truth is, they're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
Department of Justice watchdog Michael Horowitz is testifying in the Senate regarding FISA warrants and the Russia probe. Horowitz saying there were significant inaccuracies in the FBI investigation against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Donations are pouring into a food bank after a Heisman winner's speech. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year.
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State.
Burger King is trying to make airplane delays slightly less irritable. The fast food chain is giving away coupons for a free Impossible Whopper to any traveler whose flight has been delayed through December 30th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As long as folks can remember, cheating has been around. From sports to TV game shows to financial fraud, people have always been trying to exploit what cheaters consider to be the ever-expanding gray area. Well, USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Julie Fenster. She's the author of a book titled Cheaters Always Win, and one of the things we discuss is this new role of cheating in academics and how it's always been around, but ultimately in the last few years has been taken to a whole new level.
Yeah, and one of the ways that's kind of heartbreaking, we've heard a lot about academic cheating. Now, that has been around for a while in terms of the students cheating, but this idea that the parents cheat to get the students in, or that people misrepresent themselves as a certain ethnic group in order to get into a good college, that's new, that's quite new, and boy, that's heartbreaking, because look at the person who did not get into college because of that cheating. That is, you know, the people who seriously studied and seriously deserved a place, or who actually are from a certain ethnic group and don't get in because someone else is literally stealing their place. That's life-changing.
A winning Mega Millions ticket worth $372 million was sold at a supermarket outside of Cleveland, Ohio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.